Dude, he's a lizard.
Nah, I'm a shark.
Fooled you.
You're not a shark. You have feet.
The Jets are in. I still gotta watch that movie.
What movie?
The West Side Story.
I don't care for it.
Well, I don't care for you.
Okay.
Imagine talking shit on musicals. Could you?
Musicals are great, but not that one.
Wow.
Just honestly, just I don't remember.
Yes.
Ah!
Welcome to the Funky Anime Podcast. Today we're snowed in at the Pokemon Center. I'm Garb.
Let me out!
They're getting a little bit of cabin fever. With me here is Chuck, who's trying to figure out if you can catch a human in a Pokeball.
Pino, get over here!
No.
And there's Pino, who's about to find out if a human can be caught in a Pokeball.
No!
Get in the ball!
No, what's happening to me?
Wow, y'all were ready. Wow, I didn't even have to finish what I wrote out. Y'all knew what to do.
Yeah, I could die inside.
Yeah, because we've definitely written these out before.
I did once. True.
Yeah, and
never again.
You, and then you've never done it since.
Yeah, we're masters of improvisation.
Yeah,
dude, I took 2 years.
Practice makes perfect.
College.
And
we should have. Never mind. We'll do it for the next time.
Okay, we'll be ready then. So
he was gonna say we'll do the Team Rocket theme.
Yeah.
Aw, man, fuck it. Damn it, I'd have to write it. It's too late. Anyway,
we don't have the time.
We'll do it next Pokemon movie. When we do the anime, we'll do it. When we do the anime, we'll do it, because that'll come around. We're starting with the movie because it's short and I felt like it. So before we get too far into it, I do want to thank our lovely patrons.
Yippee!
We got Anime of the
Yippee!
Week. We got Cosmos.
Hooray.
We got Cream Puff.
Hooray.
We got Mega Lazy Dude.
Yay.
We got a Drunk Solid Snake.
Yay.
We got Greta.
Yay.
And Jazzymon.
Yay.
So, yeah, we watched the first Pokemon movie.
Yay.
Not only did we watch the first Pokemon movie, we did it live in our Patreon.
We did.
Yeah, you could have been there.
First of its kind.
You could have been part of history, but you weren't. You missed out, so you should feel bad.
Wow.
No,
you could have been part of
them.
You could have and this was my first time watching, so you could have been there while I may or may not have fallen asleep.
I think you were quiet for a bit.
Nah, I swear I was awake, dude.
He was crying.
Leave him alone.
Look, when four kids using it, it's different, okay?
So, fellas,
I might have missed when they sailed on the boat, but that might be about it.
That's fine. You didn't. The Team Rocket dressed up like Vikings. You missed a couple of silly.
No, I saw the Vikings.
He was there for that joke. He was there for that.
I think whenever I think it was, I think I woke back. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So, yeah, how was y'all's day?
Pretty good, actually. I built a big old TV Build stand, there. Which was great.
Oh.
Then I picked up my car from the shop.
Dude, that you must be very strong.
Yeah, well, of course. strong-willed. And then I just came home and watched anime.
Nice. Ew. I had to put a shelf together, so I was also building things
today. Look at us. We should work for IKEA. No, I don't want to work for IKEA.
No. I would like to work for the design.
I would like to eat at IKEA.
Now, Swedes, if you're listening, we will take an IKEA sponsorship.
Dude, shout out to IKEA.
I'm just saying.
So how about you, Chuck?
What do you mean?
What were you up to today? How are you?
Work.
Yep, I feel that.
That's it. That's really all I did. Went to...
You made dinner.
I did make dinner. I made General Tso's chicken.
Dude, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Where could you go?
I've been playing Minecraft.
Dude, Minecraft.
We love the General.
It's true.
So, yeah.
That's it. I don't have anything. Yeah.
I worked and put a shelf together at work. It's slow right now.
Dude, we just had Fiesta, dude.
We do! I'm waiting for more Haikyuu announcements. There's like four more left.
I know. It's exciting times.
They're like, we're going to announce 100 things. And I said, oh, Pog Champion.
No. Poggers.
Poggers! God, I'm going to start cutting the audio.
You're never going to cut the audio. You're too weak.
We'll see about that.
We'll see about that.
You just have the source audio, so you would just fucking pop back in.
Yeah, anyway. I would just pop it in. I have all the information.
Okay. Anyway, we watched a Pokemon movie.
We all live in a Pokemon movie.
Pokemon.
This is cool. Movie. I never actually watched a Pokemon movie before.
It's so crazy.
I've also never like completely watched an episode of Pokemon. So
you've played some of the games though, so you're not.
Yeah, but I started like with Omega Ruby. And that was like in 2015 or 16.
He's a child.
That's right. You hopped on that boat late. But I mean, you got the remakes, which I mean, those are good.
Yeah.
You're still trying to get the shiny Chimchar, so you're never.
Gonna yeah, it's been Diamond 60 Blue. Hours. I don't know. I think my. Are game's you broken. Sure?
What's the number on your game?
That's what it is. I checked my playtime, 60 hours.
There's no way.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, let me get my Switch right now, bro.
I've been resetting for that Celebi for years.
Well, yes, Chuck. I know you've been doing that for years. I know that you have freaking lost your mind over that.
Oh, there's an update. Never mind.
Okay, so we'll never know, I guess.
It's fine. But yeah,
it said the update was completed. Never mind. Let's figure this out. Hold on. Let me do this real quick. Profile. Brilliant. Okay, so I may have stretched the truth.
Yeah. It's
55 hours.
What is it? 5?
55.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 5 and I went Pino.
No.
That's a little bit more than a stretch, my man.
That being said, live during the podcast, I'm going to shine you. I'm kidding. No, I can't.
We can both. If we're both doing it.
You're hosting. Well, you
double
can't
the odds.
I'll do it as well, guys. One of these days, we'll get a shiny wall.
I've got some foreign Pokemon, so I could do Masuda Method Egg Hunt.
No, but you need to get the Celebi.
Yeah, you need to get the Celebi.
But I don't have a way to fucking stream a 3DS.
Well, we don't want to get a webcam. 3DS. No, we're doing it while we're recording. Point at it.
No, so I can't. I can't do that. I can't do that many things at once. You expect me to pat my head and scratch my balls?
Imagine not having ADHD and needing to do 7 things at once to soothe your brain.
Dude, imagine how it feels to not chew 5 gum. Got him.
Dude, this is how it feels to chew.
All right, everybody. Yippee!
Yay!
We're off to a great start.
Guys, what's Pokemon?
We're chill today.
Yeah. What's Pokemon?
Fill me in on Pokemon.
It's been animated by Studio OLM this whole time. If you don't know about the video game franchise and the massive, huge franchise that it is, then
that's me.
Probably live under a rock.
Yeah, I do.
I'm sorry, Patrick.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been around. I think the first games were in 96, and it's just been ballooning ever since.
It's been go, go, go ever since.
Hey, man, we're on what, Generation 8 now?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Damn.
Generation 9's around the corner.
Wow.
You think so? Yeah. I don't know
In the next couple of years.
Mm, yeah, I'm with Pino.
I'd say in the next 2 years.
2 years, you think?
We're
really
at least going to get an announcement. Quote me on it.
Yeah. I don't think it'll come out next year, but probably the year after that.
Well, that's why I said 2 years.
You know what? I think you're onto something.
Your math hurts.
Absolute clown behavior by Garbalax today. Yeah.
So the show started. The anime, the running series, started in April 97.
I just want to say, guys.
Yeah.
OLM, I don't want to brush over this. They've done some shit.
They've done a lot of stuff, yeah.
So they've done Pokemon basically for its whole run. And then, so like for a while it's looked very shit. until Sun and Moon, and a little bit of X and Y and Z, technically, is what the...
Well, and that's when they started doing some of the other good side stories as well.
Yeah, well, also, it's just like they were probably just doing it to get a quick buck, and then they're like, okay, we can actually make it good now. Because they've also done... stuff like the 90s Berserk anime.
That came out like a couple months after they started doing Pokemon. They did the 90s Berserk, which we're gonna watch that next season.
Spoilers.
Really not too far from
wow.
Also, they did the
that is just so funny to me.
They also did the Space Battleship Yamato remake in 2012, which is cool, and. They're currently doing Komi-san, which is a really good anime and manga.
And really?
Watch I don't or believe read you. It. I'm going to throw you under a bus and make sure it vibrates violently.
Wow.
Oh, no.
That'll fix my back.
Okay. But yeah. I was getting there, but yeah, OLM has done some wild stuff. But they have done pretty much all of the animated Pokemon stuff, except maybe I don't think they did the 3D remake of this movie, which we didn't watch. I don't know if we're ever.
There was a 3D remake of this movie?
Yeah I didn't. Stinky. I didn't give a shit.
Is that the one on Netflix?
Yeah.
What?
It is? Oh.
It's on Netflix, yeah.
I didn't know that. Still don't care. But unless it has the original music, which... if it has the original music, that might be worth it.
But it has Ash looking kind of funky, so I don't know about that.
I mean, yeah, they kind of look kind of a little crusty, stinky.
Yeah. So, yeah, we did not watch that. We will not be rating that today, maybe
we
ever.
We watched Pokemon the first movie the first time. Oh, is it not even on Netflix anymore?
The movie? No.
Is it not? Pokemon. Wow.
Yeah, it is on. Okay.
I wonder if it has... So, we'll get into that later.
Is it the Power of Us?
Power of Us
is the one where Pikachu talks at Ash.
Oh, no. We're not watching that ever.
Wow, they have the pirate guy. Sorry, I was watching the trailer. Anyways, continue.
Yar-har-har.
Yo-ho, yo-ho.
So they started animating the anime series in 97, and then the next summer, 98, they put out this movie.
Wow, that was quick. What the heck?
Yeah, and so this was... Well, that explains a lot of the lazy shortcuts they took, but, so it is. But, yeah, so...
Yeah.
This was obviously split, had a sub and a dub. We listened to the soundtrack for the sub because that uses the original music, which is really fucking good.
Which is so good.
But the 4Kids dub, not only, they brought over the same cast from the anime, I believe, or to my understanding, and they did not bring over the original soundtrack. They got some... schlocky, just I don't even know what you would call it
in the era garbage. Of 4Kids.
It's bizarre,
it's late 90s pop garbage.
Yeah, I
mean, 4Kids had to change a lot of things, of course.
It's so generic.
We're familiar with those changes,
yeah. And it's just it was so generic, it was so bad. But thanks, 4Kids. This is why you're dead and in the ground, and we're gonna keep kicking you.
But I'm pretty sure some people have a soft spot for stuff like that. Maybe. I don't know.
No, I love it. I like, it up, believe me, I love it. I think it is so schlocky and so funny that, like, I can't help but to love it. But also, like, the subbed music is just objectively better. Also, it seems like the subbed music is in the remake. Obviously, it wasn't the 4Kids fucking music.
Yeah, no.
But, somewhat similar.
It would have been funny if they would have brought
I would have lost my goddamn
just for a
mind.
Moment. That would have been pretty funny. But it wouldn't be worth the laughs to have to go through all that. Anyway. So, yeah. It kind of... So, presentation-wise, it looked adequate. It was 90s.
I don't know. I love cartoon. The 90s style.
I will give them credit for some
so
stuff.
Like,
the fucking
like,
whenever
I
the clones
like the
come out of the tube, like Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Jim Carrey coming out of the rhino's ass or Danny DeVito coming out of the couch. Pick your poison. I don't know. I really like how it looks. Because, like, it's just the vibes, you know? I can't really help it.
It's nostalgic too, so, yeah.
Well, but also, like, it still looks really good. Because, like, especially comparing this to, like, early 2000s. Just like shittily animated stuff, like,
yeah,
come on, it looks so good. I don't know, it's not like perfect, it looks better, but I don't know, I love it.
I think they cut most of the stuff that I didn't like, so I guess in the newer releases, I don't know about the Netflix version, but the version that's available
it's not
YouTube,
in the Netflix version,
they cut it out in the Netflix one too,
yeah.
Okay, so there is like double the backstory, Mewtwo's backstory. They cut like half of it out on the new versions, but the one we saw on the legal website was uncut. It had the full thing. And apparently, yeah, according to some places, Mewtwo's backstory wasn't in the film release at all. So
Yes. That's
really weird that they've they couldn't ever make their mind up on that.
Isn't it? Because this is the same thing as kind of what happened with the Lilo and Stitch movie, is that there was a release later that kind of cut out more of the scary stuff and more just kept it, like, you know, PG, just kind of.
Yeah. Well, what did they cut out? What would they have cut out from Lilo and Stitch?
Like, all of the most of the stuff at the beginning with all the aliens and shit.
But that's the whole point of the...
I know, yeah. Pino! Don't come to me like, yeah, I think it was a good idea. It was a
no,
shit
Chuck,
idea.
No, Chuck, you did this
to... You personally.
I did it. I was the one who did the edit of the movie.
Can't believe it.
Punch Bob get Iger him. In the dick.
No.
I don't even think Bob Iger is in charge of Disney anymore.
No, Bob Iger Whatever. Left a couple of years
I'm
ago.
Still going to punch him in the dick.
Sorry.
No!
It just got me. I don't know why.
Okay, so, yeah. There wasn't an opening and ending. Sorry. Well, I guess there kind of was, depending on who you ask.
I'm asking you.
But there was... Oh, there was an ending song by Sachiko Kobayashi. What else did they do? Let's see here.
Must have done some stuff, right?
Yeah.
But what things?
But who?
Probably
but
songs.
Why?
And other, and mostly, oh, Crayon. Oh, also someone who did Crayon Shin-chan. This the same? No, that was Shinji Miyazaki that did the soundtrack. But Kobayashi, I guess they also worked on Crayon Shin-chan. Shinji Miyazaki, who did the background music, and the person who did the ending, they both worked on Crayon Shin-chan. Cool.
Well, awesome.
And a bunch of other Japanese film.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be too surprising if they knew each other. But, yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the opening song, I guess, was the... it's one of the anime openings, or maybe a remix of it.
It was a remix, It was Mizase. Playing while they were beating up a pirate, right?
Yeah, their whole tournament. But, yeah, that's by Rika Matsumoto.
Nothing beats the good old Pokemon song.
That original does go pretty hard, but we'll have to gush on that one another day.
Of course.
Okay.
But... Yeah, I don't know. I really like this song. I'm also very nostalgic for it. So
Pokemon monsters, something about the digital computers, right? That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. You got
all right.
Let's go, dude.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Well, yeah, not really a proper opening ending. So
we get it with those movies. It happens.
Yeah, but
unless you're a really weird movie in which you do have both.
Yeah.
What'd you call me?
There's probably some anime movies that do that.
Oh no, there are some, but I guess this one was just a little different, you know.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of close. I guess it could kind of count, but yeah. It did have a song, so, and it was
good.
It did have a song. There were tunes.
We were jamming and blaming.
Yeah. So is it time to get rid of, into that? I'm not even going to joke and say it's a juicy plot because it's...
I mean, it's kind of juicy. I don't know.
It's
I know
plot.
That you didn't like it.
Yeah. So we're going to go over the full uncut version here that has the full backstory of Mewtwo, the whole 20-ass minutes. And so starts out, we've got a scientist. His kid is dead and his wife left him.
Yeah, man, that was pretty dark for like the beginning of the movie.
I wasn't ready.
I questioned myself. I was like, did they really watch this like as kids? Like, what are you guys built? What are you made of right now?
Apparently, none of that was in the original theater release. This was only as they released it later. It had all that, which is
that's weird that it was also dubbed.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it like made it on if it was like they put it on aired it on TV or something.
Maybe they put it on DVD like straight.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What? Sorry, my brain shut off. What happened?
Oh, we were talking about like the dark opening, and I'm like, why would it have been dubbed if it was just like extra content?
I think
it probably got cut from theater.
It got cut for time when it came onto like TVs and whatnot, but like theatrical, I can only let me see.
Yeah, no, it wasn't in theatrics, and so yeah it probably just made its way to DVD later.
Well, let's see.
It's weird, but.
But that threw that. I think that threw all of us for a loop when we were just watching that.
Since we got to watch it as a group, we all kind of were just like, "Whoa, this is really."
I've seen that before. It's the director's cut.
Ah. So. All that, yeah.
Let me see.
Was released later, and so.
Flora, are you gonna yell at me now?
Oh, of course she is.
She's like, Jamie's already three.
Jamie's already gotten sick of my shit.
Apparently, they wanted to make Mewtwo a more evil, quote unquote, villain. You know, like
in the theater release.
Yeah.
Oh, so they made him
more sympathetic. This man just wanted to be.
They dropped that like backstory with the theatrical cut.
That's so bizarre, but okay.
And I think it was.
Sometimes weird choices get made at the last minute, so whatever.
Is what it is.
That. Yeah. Okay.
That's... And then it was supplied as an extra on the Mewtwo Returns DVD.
Hmm. So also, yeah, we watched it all together. What were you saying?
It's the best. I feel like it just adds to the story.
Yeah, because... it will. And so what we get is it's Dr. Fuji is the guy's name, which no relation. I've looked everywhere to see if there was any connection. Nope, he's just another Fuji. And he's like, okay, he's captured his daughter's soul or her essence in a jar.
I want to know how you do that.
It's her consciousness is what it is.
How does one do that?
Yeah, they don't ever go into the details of that. It's like, no. He's got his dead daughter, whatever. Don't worry about that. He's got her there. That's what matters. And he's trying to clone her. He's trying to put her consciousness back in a vessel, I guess. Which,
as you do.
You're playing God, buddy. You.
As you do, you know.
Fuck around and find out. But, yeah, he needed money to do all this. Cloning research, and he happens upon a gentleman named Giovanni, who I don't think they revealed this in the thing, but you find out obviously later in the movie that it was Giovanni funding it because he was like, yo, Dr. Fuji, so I'll fund this whole shebang, but you gotta make the perfect clone of the most rare and powerful Pokemon, and you gotta make it more powerful. Okay? Alright, let's do this. And
what could possibly go wrong, am I right?
Surprise, surprise, his little investment kind of fucked over the world. So, yeah. really subtle there. And so, yeah, they make Mewtwo with Mew's DNA, and he wakes up and he's in the tube and he's like, what the fuck? What am I? Where is this? What's happening?
I'm a tube man.
And Amber, the daughter, is like, hey, Mewtwo, what's up? And he's like, okay, so I'm alive. And then the other clone Pokemon, the starters, are there as spirits. And then they just fade away. They all spirit die.
I think they die, though.
So they were. Amber was already dead, Pino. Wow. So now she's dead. Yeah, right. And that kind of hit hard out of the gate. It was like, whoa.
I just really didn't expect it to be that kind of heavy. I guess I get why they took it out, but like, ugh.
I really love how it looks. And like how it is. I think it's great. It makes me very happy. And it's cool.
I don't know. The director's cut, I can see why they cut some of that re-release. Good, well, it didn't need to be 20 minutes because they showed those three frames of Dr. Fuji talking at least three times. Yeah, and he would just stay there.
That was that was a long beginning. I thought this movie was gonna end after that.
The lore, though.
No, they didn't need all that.
I agree 100%. No.
The new digital releases that cut out half of that, it's fine. You're probably not missing much. But if you needed to go back and watch it, it's just 20 minutes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we move on later. Mewtwo has built, it stayed on the island. He fucking just slaughtered all the scientists or whatever. And Mewtwo destroyed the laboratory, but he rebuilt it, I guess, and made it more alien-looking, and he kind of took over, I guess Mewtwo's generalist. Mewtwo takes over the island, and is just like, all right, I live here now. Me and the clones, chilling, baby. And then we go to Ash, and we gotta have a montage in that cool opening song.
Dude, he was just chilling with his friends.
Yeah, as you do.
Especially these guys.
Yeah, Ash was acting like Luffy. He's like, if I don't have food, I will die. Just so dramatic.
But he's honestly, also not wrong.
Honestly, yeah, mood. But Brock's cooking. Misty's just there. With Togepi. There was Togepi here, which is always a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And some dude is like, hey, are you Ash Ketchum? And he's like, yeah, hell yeah, I am. He's like, we battle. And then they battle. And
he makes a grown man cry.
Yeah. And Pikachu thundershocks a ground type and upset us as we were watching it.
No. Yeah. You see, Pikachu is different. He's got that friendship level way up.
He is built.
He splashed him with water first. It's fine.
He pissed on him first.
Oh, no. I don't like that.
That's my one contribution to this episode. That's a
thunder piss.
He pisses on you.
100 Pikachu, what the hell are you doing?
That was a bad joke.
It's a two-turn move.
You have to recharge.
No, you have to piss
first. You have to wind up, right? Oh.
Yeah, and then you hit him with the zap after. You gotta cover him with PP first.
Oh no. So, they win, and then a Dragonite shows up and is like, hey, come to the
city. I got mail for you, bro.
You've got mail. And Ash is like, yeah, let's do it. And, oh yeah, and Team Rocket was there.
Team Rocket's always there.
So, they go to the gathering place to head to this island, and it's storming really badly at the Pokemon Center, and they're like, hey, y'all gotta stay here. And they're like, well, this guy only has water Pokemon, and Misty was a water-type gym leader, so I think we'll be fine. Except she, like, only brought Togepi and Staryu. And, yeah.
Yeah, it did bother me that the fact that Officer Jenny was just like, hey, you know what? You can't go out in the water. Not like water Pokemon exists or anything.
Yeah, too dangerous. Right.
Glug glug.
And Oh, yeah, there was a Russian lady.
Yeah, what was her deal?
I don't know.
She was just there. She knew more than she let on.
There's a couple things like that where it's like, what? Why? Like the whole thing with Amber, they just never bring that back. That never comes back up. Well, I guess she's dead, so what are they going to do? But
absolutely.
Just I thought it was going to be, I thought like at the, during the climax, whenever Mewtwo has the change of heart, that Amber was going to be there. But I guess she kind of was because he remembered her.
It would have been too hard, though, to cut her out.
True. Well, I mean, they could have just cut out any extra lines. But anyway, that's still just so weird to me. But why would you want Mewtwo to be a bad guy whenever he gets a redemption story in the end? Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Whatever. So, they go to the island, they show up, and then the missing Nurse Joy is there. Oh yeah, they couldn't heal at the Pokemon Center because Nurse Joy was missing, and she was kidnapped and mind-controlled by Mewtwo. And Brock sees the dressed-up Nurse Joy and immediately knows, because he's Brock, and he's like, whoa, yo, we gotta help you out. And so, they keep going up the stairs. Team Rocket sneaks in, as they do.
As they do.
And so Ashen and Misty and Brock go up to the next floor. And
they're Vikings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Team Rocket led them there.
They're Minnesota and Vikings.
They're from Minnesota. That got a huge chuckle out of all of us.
So Team Rocket tricked them to get into their boat on the way to the island. And there was a joke in there about how they were Vikings, and Ash was like, huh, I thought they all lived in Minnesota. Which...
Dude, he's right, though.
We gotta give Four Kids that one. We got a good chuckle out of
that. That was a very good laugh. That's the only thing I'm giving you, Four Kids. Be thankful.
Yeah. Be thankful, company that doesn't exist anymore.
Be thankful, dead company. That's what you get.
And so... Obviously, there was a wave that crashed Team Rocket, and then they just took Staryu the rest of the way there, and all worked out. And so they make it there, they go up the stairs, and Mewtwo's like, hey, bring all your Pokemon out. And by the way, I'm going to beat your ass. And he steals all their Pokemon, makes clones of their Pokemon, and is like, I'm going to fight you with your own Pokemon, and no one's going to fight to the type advantage.
Because we're going to hit him one-on-one.
And so, we'll see what's coming.
Yeah, Ash gets in the middle of it and he's like, no. And Mewtwo's like, Pokemon and humans can't be friends. We're enemies. You did this to me. You created me.
You killed me.
And he petrifies Ash. He turns him to stone. And then they all cry. And in the dub, there was this, when they were fighting, there was like this. The stupid fucking acoustic guitar song that's like,
God, brother, it's so dumb.
Friendship, as they're fighting, and it's just, we got a good laugh out of it because it was such whiplash, and it was just, I don't know, it was Four Kids. This is why you're dead.
This is why you died. This because you fucked up One Piece so bad.
Don't give it up, Zoro.
Don't give it up, Luffy.
And so Ash didn't give it up. He turned to stone, but then they all cried, and then he was fine. And Mewtwo has a revelation and fights with Mew, and he's like, all right, you know what? I admit it. The circumstance of one's birth doesn't determine their destiny. And he's like, you can do better. And he's like, I'm sorry I was a dickhead. I'm going to fuck off with my clones now. Bye. And returns everyone to the Pokemon Center, including Nurse Joy. And they all forgot it ever happened. Yay!
Yay.
Movie over. Pikachu didn't talk.
Good. Pikachu did not talk. You were right.
Thank God.
I find it so weird.
I can't believe they did that.
That he just kind of just philosophically was just like, you know what? This is wrong. I'm out of here. And I was like, but you could have... Couldn't you have just thought of that before, you know? Before you went all on a rage?
Well, I mean, he was pretty pissed, and as you do get mad at mankind for being fucking dumb too much of the time.
Mankind cannot change society.
I hate mankind.
But...
I hate man.
No, you don't. What You're a man.
I love men. I hate Miserable man, though. Miserable
little pile of secrets. That's Mewtwo, dude. But enough talk.
He was Guys, Dracula, I'm telling dude. You,
he has Castlevania music, and he hates man.
Yeah, so that clearly... one song... That one song does sound like Dracula's coming out.
The entering Mewtwo theme, if that's what, if people are looking for it, it's entering Mewtwo on YouTube. I think that's its official title. It's so good.
It does sound a bit like Dracula's coming. Yeah. So that's the plot. Obviously, go watch it if you really want to know. But that's pretty.
It felt pretty long when we were watching it, but with this plot synopsis, I can rest assured that I did see the whole movie. I thought I missed a lot more in between the fight and like sailing across the boat.
There was a long run time, but not a lot really happened.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
It's crazy to me.
There was a lot of Team Rocket fucking around in the clone room.
Saying, I did Who's remember dead seeing Pokemon? That. They were pretty wild, and I think they were the best part of the movie though.
Yeah, we do tend to like Team Rocket.
Yeah, Team Rocket's well, that sick. Team, I Rocket love Team Rocket
crew. Giovanni can eat a thousand.
I love Giovanni.
I like Silver. That's his
Persian, and then he says goodbye.
Giorno Giovanni, dude.
Giorno Giovanni.
I think my favorite part, also strangely enough, was after Mewtwo destroys the scientist base. Giovanni just shows up and he's like, "Hey, join me," and he's like, "No, bye." He's like,
why should I? And Giovanni is like, because I said so.
Exactly.
Mewtwo falls for it, and then what do you know? He gets screwed over by the venture capitalist.
You hate to see it. I mean, he's got a casino and everything. Just
very subtle, by the way. Very subtle in the movie.
Man.
Evil but rich guy.
Evil rich man. Who would have thought? Right?
Yeah. Right.
not me. But it was a cute time overall. Now that when I think back on it, like
I did it enjoy
was,
it.
It was cute. It was fun to watch with friends. I don't know if I'd watch it again though.
I'd probably watch it again subbed. In fact, since you know that it's on Netflix, I might go back and watch that subbed.
The 3D one. Actually, I might.
No, not the 3D one.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch the 3D one.
Oh, you sorry fool.
Well, I'm not sorry.
Well, report back to us.
yeah, dude, the afterfab. I mean, the aftermath.
What?
A cleanup. I didn't say anything. You did.
Okay. Isn't that? I think that's one of the patrons actually suggested the cleanup.
Yeah, I think they did. Oh, we should have pinned that. I think we did pin it. No, I don't think we did.
Anyway. Never. So
I guess it's time for the characters.
Yeah, that's pretty much the plot. There's really not much to the about. Characters here.
It's a short movie.
Yeah, well, and I mean, we start with Ash, who he's like 11.
Grass. Am I right?
And I don't know. It's a miracle that he wins any battles. He does get his ass beat a lot, which I do appreciate seeing that in a main
just any series. And a character just losing?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's most of Dragon Ball. Well, Dragon Ball Z, Goku gets his ass beat a lot.
That's true, and then he comes back.
Well, no, he got his ass... He didn't win most of the tournaments in original Dragon Ball either, so I guess that's always been a theme, so also Goku always gets his ass beat.
You said Goku's taking too many L's.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that he...
By saying that if he takes an L, he gets stronger.
That's true. But he also, it's also, he takes it with a stride, you know? But Ash usually does. He kind of has it coming sometimes.
Right. I mean, Ash is Ash, as we know. He's happy-go-lucky,
And he's hanging out with two gym leaders. So, I mean, it's not like he's going to get in any real trouble. Yeah, honestly, they're just supervisors at that point.
They're making sure he's okay. Well, one of them's making sure he's okay. The other one's chasing tail.
I mean, it's what he do.
Yeah, what he do.
They do remind me a little bit of the Straw Hat crew. Just that first scene, I was like, man, it's, you know, one of them's cooking. We got Zorro here. We got the stubborn redhead. and we got the dumbass leader.
You with a hat. You're it's right. Just, you know what? You're absolutely with a right. Hat,
it's just One Piece.
Wow.
Well, I mean, guys, when you got a I've good renounced formula,
my love of One Piece.
No!
Well, I mean, this is ripping off One Piece, so whatever.
I've renounced my love of One Piece.
Oh, no.
So I do find that to be pretty fun. But, I mean, it is a good formula, so.
Yeah, I mean, they got to eat Ash.
Somehow, so you're going to just draw comparisons right. Naturally. Right. Well, now that we've all absorbed both of these medias.
Yeah. But I mean, again, like, I think it's hard to hate Ash just because he's just so...
Because he's a baby.
He's a baby. He's goofy. Like,
yeah.
Of and course you're going to...
Who
not...
are you calling goofy?
Yeah, and you,
he doesn't
goofy.
Just always win. he gets his goofy ass beat. He doesn't just always win. Which, you know, we kind of like that.
Yeah, that's he takes it.
Bad. Yeah. But he did win that
and then he turned into stone, and I said...
I didn't realize that was where the meme came from. I was very happy to see that. Well, not yeah, because he turned into died. Stone, but...
just didn't know what it's... Yeah, the crying Pikachu gif.
Yeah. I think my favorite was the Pikachu slapping each other, though.
Yeah, just beating the shit out of each other.
Pikachu's like, I had enough! And the other
one's Pikachu
like...
sitting there like Jesus. Just getting... He's just like, I'm turning the other cheek, brother.
Turning the other cheek. He's like, why aren't you hitting me back?
It's like, you know what, Pikachu? I respect Pikachu. That.
Yeah, man. Pikachu's a homie. Speaking of Pikachu, this is chubby Pikachu, right?
Kind of. He started. Really. They made him work out a little bit.
It's not fat fuck Pikachu.
But it's fluffy Pikachu though.
He's a little chunky there, but gotcha. Not too much.
Yeah. It's not the super thin Pikachu you see now. But damn it, we like. Well, they brought back Chonkachu in Sword Shield. So,
but with
they
a bad forgot. Mechanic.
Yeah, but
it's
you know.
It blew.
Yeah, we can bitch about Sword Shield another day. Yeah.
I always bitch about Sword Shield.
Man, what we need.
I don't think Pikachu really Pikachu'd in this Pikachu adventure.
Yeah, only at the beginning when he killed the Dawn fan.
Yeah, and when he cried, but that's about it. He's not very.
I also cried though.
The focus was obviously not on Pikachu this time, which was great.
True. Yeah, you know, got to take the spotlight on someone else every now and again, and. Right. It was still important to the story because, you know, Ash and Pikachu. So, yeah.
Pikapi.
We got Ash. We got the crew. We got Misty.
She Dude, doesn't Misty take just shit. Loves her Togepi.
She does love that
Who Togepi. Doesn't?
Me. I don't even know what a Togepi is.
It's more like Togehi.
She used to be a water-type gym leader. I think she just, like, quit the gym. In the anime.
I mean, Brock did the same thing. He just said, fuck you.
What? Know. That is just so crazy to me. So it's just,
what kind of benefits do gym leaders get?
I guess that they have to be supervisors to some dumb fuck kid that wanders in. If they get beaten by the kid, they have to supervise him.
Dude, though, that's the kind of world I'd love to live in. Hold on, let me train up and fight Cynthia real quick. Let me get Cynthia, let me get Flannery, and let me get Steven, please. Please follow me, please. God, I love Steven.
Yeah. I don't know. He's kind of has the personality of a rock. Cynthia, I will agree with you on. Anyway,
dang, no words on Flannery. That's okay.
Yeah, I do like Flannery. She's the with the spiky like a ponytail thing, and she's she's the fighting gym leader from Gen 3, right?
Yeah, exactly. Fire, right? She's a fire gym leader, I think.
Flannery, yeah.
Yeah.
Flannery. Oh.
I'll get you an image.
Oh, I got the hair right in my head, but I was thinking, I mixed up two gym leaders in my head. Who the fuck was I thinking of? Anyway, yeah. Do like Flannery. She's good. And we got Brock. Who also just abandoned post as a gym leader.
As he do.
And he's rock hard.
You didn't have to say that.
He's a good cook. He's trying.
He's trying. I mean,
he
wasn't
tries
as,
with the ladies.
He wasn't as vocal this time.
Well,
I think he had like one funny thing when they were inside like the Pokemon Center. And that's about all I remember.
Yeah, he wasn't well. There's only so much of that you can cram into one kid's movie.
It's fair.
But he does say some fucked up shit in the anime that I heard one time in one of the re-releases where it just cut off early, where they were talking about rights or something, and he's like, "I'd love to violate her rights," but it cuts off.
No way did they say that? No way.
Well, it cuts off part of the way, but you could tell what he was about to say, and it's like, "Oh my god, Brock, what the fuck, dude?"
Brock, I don't think he left the gym by choice.
You know what? It definitely doesn't look good that he's just wandering around with a child, too.
Oh, God.
But he's got Misty to keep him in check, so.
We like video game Brock, where he just doesn't have a shirt on.
Yeah.
And I say, awooga, boing.
It's more disciplined.
He's more of just a stoic figure.
More of just a dude.
Which does kind of suit him a little better. Yeah. I get it that he's kind of funny but he's rock hard. So. Who else we got? Mewtwo. Mewtwo counts as a character.
Mewtwo's not rock
hard. Mewtwo cries. He should cry harder.
Mewtwo had a rough
Look
life,
how hard I
man.
Can cry.
That was Pikachu at the end. Look how hard I can cry. And it's Mako like shooting tears out of her eyeballs.
Jeez. I do like the whole thing they set up with Mewtwo. But, again, that's if you saw the whole thing, of course.
Of course.
He didn't. True. He's just angry to be angry.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta be angry.
Yeah. Well, you kind of piece together that Mewtwo is a clone, so.
I mean, isn't that what we piece together in the game?
Well, you have the Cinnabar Island. Oh, true. Cinnabar Island does have all that, where it details essentially the backstory. Well, I guess that's why they didn't need the backstory in the movie, because it was in the game.
Yeah.
But if you didn't play the game, then you would kind of be lost.
Right.
The backstory in the game, your backstory in real life.
What?
Oh, no.
I can't be here anymore.
No.
But Mewtwo's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Kind of got it rough. And a little unfair, honestly. And fairer to Mewtwo to be like, you guys fucking brought me into this world just to poke and syringe? That's fucked up. So, yeah. That's what's gonna happen if we keep making artificial brains, is we're gonna end up in the same fucking scenario. Anyway. So, be careful, scientists. Don't play God. Too much.
Guys, don't play God.
Too much. Guys,
just play The Sims.
Just play the Sims.
Just play The Sims. It's fine. Who else we got?
We got the trio, dude.
We got Team Rocket.
Team Rocket. What is there? What else is there to say about Jesse, James and Meowth?
Yeah,
that's right.
That's all I had to say about them.
They're fun. I love them.
Dude, they just get into shenanigans. It's great.
They're the comic relief because Ash isn't funny. Ash and Brock is just a fucking sexual deviant.
Yeah. He's just a predator.
And Misty's done with it. She's done with everything.
Honestly, Misty is the most relatable character because she's just so done. She has to supervise not only Ash, she has to supervise Brock too. And she has a baby.
Yeah. The baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, Meowth got really deep, and he had like a really deep quote at the end of the movie, or like the middle of the movie.
He was thinking for a while.
He was
like, it's time.
I kind of just stopped for a second. I'm like, wow, you made a really silly character just say this stuff. And I'm like, that was like, it was surprisingly really, I don't know, it was impactful. Like, just for like, even though the entire movie was kind of weird, I was just like, wow, this is...
There were
you
some
can tell
good
somebody, you could literally not say who said the quote, and you'd be like, wow, that guy's deep. And then you say, meow, that's the name.
Yeah. Oh, fun fact, for my high school quote, they actually had our parents, they let us have our parents pick the quote. And my mom picked the Mewtwo quote.
Yo,
she picked a Mewtwo quote.
Good,
dude.
So
she's awesome.
Respect to the moms out there.
Respect to the moms out there.
Mine literally was just tight boys take their time.
Tight. Yeah.
Boys, oh, of course, because the our mom's a game. Oh no, they're the dads are gaming though.
Dads are gaming.
Guys, shout outs to the contortionist.
Guys, shout out. He does. He bends his body so many times.
Yeah, man. Shout outs to the contortionist. You know what we're talking about. Thank you. You don't. I'm sorry.
Guys, you don't. Oops.
Anyway.
Can't help you.
Yeah, there's Team Rocket.
I think that was it. Not the other characters. Again, that were there. We had some like other like trainers that were just hanging around.
Yeah, there was Giovanni. Dr. Fuji.
Yeah, Giovanni, who just showed up for a little bit.
And honestly, I think whenever you said Giorno Giovanna, I think Giorno would not like Giovanni because I'm pretty sure Giovanni would sell drugs to kids. Yeah. I think he's that kind of character.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, in the games, he doesn't let you gamble unless you have, like, what, a pass?
Well, yeah, because that's how he exploits you.
I guess. All right, you may be onto something there.
Yeah, right? I don't know. He kind of is just in charge of a giant evil corporation. Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, is he Jeff Bezos?
And he kind of abandoned his son. He just abandoned his son.
No!
He'll do it again.
Oh no, don't have more sons.
Poor Silver.
Stop having so many children.
But at least Silver got a kick-ass song.
It's true, he did.
But he wasn't in this, so.
He was not, so I don't care.
Yeah. That's
it, right?
That's pretty much all the characters. Mew, I guess. Mew was there.
Mew was like flying around, that's about it.
Mew has an eyelash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the eyelash fossil they used to clone Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Just it was the narrator.
Jurassic Park vibes.
We had the narrator in this. He's good.
The narrator was great. He got serious at one point. That also really hit.
We do like a good narrator.
And he's like icon. At least for me, he's like the iconic narrator.
Yeah,
Ash and his friends in Pallet Town, something, something. Mewtwo attacks, something, something, something.
Ligma balls.
I'd pay him to say that.
What, Ligma balls?
Yeah.
Is he still alive? He is. He's gotta. One second.
I wonder if he still does voice work. We can have him do the opening bits.
God, is he alive?
Is he alive? Do they still have a narrator in the Pokemon Journeys anime?
I don't think so.
Wait, I've just stumbled upon.
Well, he's alive. He's done the dub. Yeah, he still does it, I think.
Awesome. Wow. Hey, man, bless that guy.
It's kind of hard to replace him. He's kind of got the whole flow down.
He's kind of the guy.
And while looking into this, I've also learned that this had a lot of dubs. I'm surprised. So there's both Portuguese, Spanish, and Hebrew.
And cool.
Which you don't see that very often. But...
Hey, man, with a series as big as Pokemon, of course you'd probably have it across many, many countries. So yeah. I would assume many, many dubs. So that's actually pretty cool. Hebrew?
Yeah. And there's Italian, French, and German as well. But those are fairly common. Very interesting.
Very cool.
Very cool. I agree.
I like that.
Yeah. So... That's about all the characters, I think. That's about it. Yeah, well, there's, Nurse Joy, Officer Jenny, and, oh, yeah, there was the Russian Voyager.
I don't know who the fuck she is.
She just was there.
Yeah, I don't
know. Trying to be all philosophical. I didn't like that.
It's kind of hard to compete against, the ending there with Mewtwo and Meowth. But
mm-hmm.
I digress. So, yeah. How about that miscellaneous?
Miscellaneous.
Because we don't have any other bits.
Guys,
I don't think we deserve any other bits.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
There's a little tablet thing here.
Tablet?
Tap on it. Tap it.
No, this Dragonite's looking at me funny.
Oh.
It's like he doesn't want me to open.
Catch the Dragonite.
Catch him.
I'm not strong.
Release me from the Pokeball and catch
him. Okay, Pino, come out of the Pokeball.
I was never in the Pokeball to begin with.
Oh, no, he lied to me.
I know.
I'm going to just open this thing now.
What's inside the Pokeball?
Oh, it's a little me. What's he saying? Just lean in close.
What are you saying? I got my hand on my ear.
Welcome to the 97th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for Best Girl of the episode and duke it out for title of Best Girl. Today, our contestants, come on, it's the same thing. It hasn't changed. Pineapple Garb, myself, and the Patreon. Who are you each advocating for?
I'm picking Officer Jenny.
Nice. I'm going to pick Mewtwo.
I picked Team Rocket Team, so that includes Jesse, James, and Meowth. And Meowth was the patron pick, so...
Oh, Meowth is a good one. Well, go ahead. Let us have it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Guys, they're funny.
We do Team Rocket's funny.
Okay, anything else?
And they got sick-ass hair, both of them, but especially Jesse. Do you see that thing that looks like a big old R in her hair?
That's awesome. Toothpaste.
And then Meowth, he then thinks about it. He's like, we do have a lot in common. The same earth.
You're a lazy cat. I'm a lazy cat.
The same sky. Maybe if we started looking at what's the same instead of always looking at what's different. Well, who knows? And so Meowth really was thinking for a little bit. And I'm like, wow.
Damn.
Meowth got the brain cell today.
Wow. You know why they suck, though?
Why?
They steal Pokemon. Like, what the hell?
No, but they don't, though. They've never actually stolen Pokemon.
No, they haven't actually stolen a Pokemon.
They're part of an organization that does, though.
Also, might I say, through the history of Pokemon, they've always let the Pokemon that they use choose them. There's never been a Pokemon used against their will under Team Rocket's care.
Well, under that Team Rocket group.
Well, yeah, but, like, I'm only talking about them. I'm not talking about everyone else.
Well.
So they're goated, and they're the best.
We do like them.
Yeah, but they're stuck on an island at the end of the movie, and that's kind of cringe.
But Pino.
Yeah.
Isn't that just One Piece?
The world.
I'd like to renounce my love of One Piece again.
No! Anyway, that's it. They're great. I love them.
I will give you Mewtwo or Meowth. I'll give you Meowth.
That's right.
You know what's better than crime?
Who?
Officer Jenny. That's who. She's just looking out for these trainers. Don't go in the water. Don't go in the rain. This is a big storm out there. You gotta stop. Don't do it.
She's like, hey, you dumbass kids. I'm gonna have to write up the paperwork if you go die in the ocean. And then I'm going to have to fish up your bodies, so
exactly.
Fucking get back here.
Exactly. See, and you know what? She also has a cool outfit. It's blue. Blue's a really nice color. And her hair is blue, so that's why she's the best.
Da-boot-dee-da-ba-da.
Hey, Pino, yeah, have you considered she's a cop?
It's a Pokemon cop. It's different. No, it's not like our cops beat us.
No, I think so. No.
She wasn't able to stop the kids from leaving and going on their boats.
She could have, though.
No. There was no ill will.
If they were more racially ambiguous, she would have absolutely gone for them.
Yee.
I guess yee. You wouldn't need the armed officers with weapons. You just give them all a
Pokemon.
Fucking Alakazam.
Pokemon are weapons. What are you talking about?
You just give them an Alakazam.
Bust out her Pokemon, dude.
Huh?
All she did was open her arms and say, no, none shall pass.
She did say none shall pass and then people passed.
Exactly.
So if anything, she sucks at her job.
Wow, that's dude. Fine. You know who else sucks at their job? Team Rocket can't even catch shit.
Yeah, but then why are they still employed?
Oh, easy.
That's a great question, actually.
Giovanni's a boost chimp.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Are you sorry?
No. Defending my girl.
Are you sorry? I'm not sorry.
I am not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
You die in 30 minutes.
You're motherfucking life.
Guys, when can we rewatch Pop Team Epic and actually make an episode about it?
Never, dude. I rated it.
They did a second season, so we can watch that normally.
They did a second season?
Yeah. We didn't watch it for the podcast yet.
I ain't watching it again. Shoot. Unless you guys decided. Remember, if you're part of our Patreon, you can also be part of our Patreon pick. Okay, Garb, your turn.
No, they released like OVAs. They didn't release actual second season.
Oh, well. Then my energy boost was for nothing.
We can do filler.
Yeah, they released two specials.
Well, we could watch that. It's not like a filler.
And one of them has the idol, another idol section in it. So
yippee!
Nice.
Truly, it's the best.
All right, Garb. So, why is Mewtwo the best?
Because Mewtwo's just doing its best. It's angry at the world, as we all are from time to time.
Oh, and you're right. You're right.
Mewtwo gets over it in the end, after causing much pain and suffering. It's like, you know what? I've gotten my revenge. Mm-hmm. Let's peace out. And then it flies off and goes and lives in a cave forever.
Mm-hmm. But and
you know what? That's what I want to do.
Are you okay with living in fear of being turned into stone?
I'm not okay.
I'm already in fear of that, so nothing's really going to change.
Okay. Are you afraid to be yeeted from the sky from his psychic powers?
I would embrace them. as long as I get yeeted back to Earth, it's fine.
Okay. You know what? Yours is a more logical pick than Team Rocket, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I've got protection. I've got a friend who doesn't give a shit what your life is like before. Yeah. And you know what? I respect Mewtwo.
Thanks. I was working on that one. I was waiting for one solid moment in which I could do that. I'm glad you like that.
It was your timing. Impeccable.
Thank you. I've done unpromenade. Improv, that's what it's called.
You've done improv. I'm very proud of you.
No, I've not. I've never once improvised anything in my life.
Well, you just improvised that answer.
Touché. Oh,
there was also a Korean dub.
Wow.
Thanks for there were
a lot of dubs. Yeah, I just kind of looped back around there.
It's all right. We've already entered the miscellaneous section, but before we actually fully go into the miscellaneous section, if you think we're all wrong or if you think Chuck is right, please send us an email. Let us know
guys,
somewhere.
You guys don't even need to email. I know I'm right.
No, he's not right. No. You have to give him the confirmation he's right.
Make him know. FunkyAnimePodcast@gmail.com. Or if you're cool, contact@FunkyAnimePodcast.com.
Absolutely. Do we have any emails?
We do have an email.
Wow.
From Brady. I'm not going to read your last name because I could dox you. But you know who you are, Brady. Brady sent this one to our contact@funkyanimepodcast.com.
Yeah, they're cool.
I don't like you. Anyway, Brady asks, if you could live in any fictional world as you are now, i.e., if you were in the Dragon Ball world, you would not be a Saiyan, what world would it be?
Wow, actually, like if I was just exactly how I am right now.
Yeah, if you're just a short king somewhere else.
Appendixless. That time I was reincarnated into my appendix. No, I'm kidding now. I'm actually had to think of this one. I think it definitely would not
be Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
There's too much crazy shit happening.
That's constant fear, though.
But to be fair, I would absolutely get resurrected like 5 times.
True. Yeah, if you do the main cast.
No, they always wish for everyone back.
They got retcons. It's fine.
I'm trying to think. Because, I mean, like, Pokemon's a really good bet. Just because everyone's normal.
And that is topical as well.
That's an easy one. If I went to One Piece, I could just eat a devil fruit. Then I just wouldn't be able to swim.
Yeah, really
we
could
have a pirate crew. We could all go to One Piece land.
We could, but I'm going to be super boring. I'd rather go to the initial D world, which is just Japan.
Which is just Japan in the 90s?
Just run in the 90s. I want to drive a car, dude. I want to watch these speed races.
Fano, do you not have a
plane? No, I don't own a plane.
Do you not have a driver's license?
I do. I just want to race like that. Okay. I can't drive an old van and drift on the road.
You could though.
No.
Okay, well, Pino, if you're going to do that, then I want to live in your camp land, which is literally just a fan.
Yeah, we can meet up somewhere near Fuji.
But I'll camp outside.
Okay, well, jokes aside. Jokes aside, actually, there's a lot of cool worlds to go to.
Yeah, jokes aside, kind of just want to do Haikyuu World, just because
that's still Japan.
That's just Japan. But the volleyball's now
bumping. You're now, laughing though. At me. You're laughing at me.
Don't come at me. Don't come at me for this, Vito. I'm just trying
just
to
play volleyball. You're tall. No, you already have glasses too, probably.
No, but that just means Oikawa exists in the world, okay? Okay?
All right.
He exists in this world.
No, he doesn't.
Surprise you didn't say Haruhi's world so you can relive your favorite episode 8 times.
I really feel like Pandora opening her box.
I wouldn't relive it.
Yeah, you would. Oh, I guess not.
Yeah, you silly man.
Damn.
Most of the media I watch is fucking horrible to live in. Like, you don't want to live in the dark world.
Yeah, actually.
You don't want to live in Dark Souls.
I was looking through all of our like shows that we've watched, and I'm like, man, a lot of them just like wouldn't be a great place to live in.
Yeah, Nichijou maybe. Nichijou maybe.
Well, Nichijou's just Japan again.
It's still Japan, yeah.
I don't want to live in like the Bobobo or JoJo world.
Wait a second, but Bobobo might be kind of goated though.
But could you imagine just like at any moment your life could just be spoons.
Your life or your hair.
Your hair's gone. No, I'm fuck.
Why did you have to give us this question?
This is a really good question. I'm gonna have to stick with Haikyuu just because I still get to live in Japan. Basically, everyone's answer to this question is we'll just move to Japan.
I would have to be a human, so I can't be a kimono friend.
You would be boss. You would be boss, Chad.
I could be boss.
You'd be a robot?
No, you could be boss.
You mean Bag-chan?
Oh, Bag-chan, Boss-chan, they're all the same.
No, Boss-chan is the robot.
Pino, how do you know about the camel friends? I thought you hated it.
Well, I can't hate anything without having you more. No say.
In order to properly hate some people to shut their traps, you have to know what you're talking about.
I mean, that's true. That's why I'm rereading Naruto, so I can speak with authority. Wow.
You know what? Just because he said that? Actually, no, I wouldn't live there.
No, you wouldn't. No way.
I want to be Hokage.
Yeah. You wouldn't be Hokage, though.
You're right.
Damn, if it was just like, if I was just my own self.
Well, we don't need to live in the Love Live would be a wasted pick because we have all the Love Live music in this world. It's true.
Well, I looked at it and I'm like, oh, Love Live would be nice. And that's like literally Love Live just. That's just the same.
Man, put me in a... No, because that's still Japan. I can't even go to Ikebukuro.
my pick might be Sailor Moon.
That's
still Japan!
but there's magical girls.
Just... these worlds are dangerous. Just throw me in a World Trigger. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just like, do I just take a dive and go into like... I don't know, fucking like... ReZero or something, just dive into an isekai.
You would never know if you reset that day.
I mean, it doesn't matter because it doesn't matter because that timeline's different now. Maybe we didn't get that far when I. Okay, never mind. Spoilers. But
can't
regardless.
Believe you spoiled.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Or do I just like.
I'm picking.
Oh, wait. Let me go into my manga. I think I might have a good pick. Sorry, we're really thinking. We're talking about this.
Thank you, Brady. This is a good question.
Thank you, Brady. This is very good. maybe Hotter Hotter World.
Oh,
Dr. Stone. So we could just live.
That's a thing. I did think about Dr. Stone, and then I'm like, I would just be dead. Because I'm in America. They're not in America.
Oh fuck, you're right.
I'm dead as fuck. I'm just a statue.
They'd make it there eventually.
You know what?
It depends
I made
on
my
if they
mind.
Go east to What's west up, or man? West to east.
I've made my mind. I would live in the Megalobox universe. Just so I could watch whatever Megaloboxing is.
It's boxing, all right. Ooh, maybe I want to live in a Ghibli world, though. Oh.
No, you don't. That's like, that's still night. That's nightmare fuel. Everything in there is nightmare fuel.
No, though, but like.
I would not want to see even.
Maybe Yu Yu Hakusho.
But like, no. Oh, Yu Yu Hakusho is good. But that's just Japan.
That's still Japan. But you'll
be. Because you wouldn't be a spirit detective. You would just be a man in Japan in the 90s.
That's the same thing that Pedo had.
You're not. That's no way. No way.
Take me to the Yu Yu Hakusho world and let's find out.
Okay, I'm at. Just enjoy living in Japan with the rest of us.
God, that's a great question. What the heck?
Get us enough people on Patreon so that we can take a trip to Japan.
Yeah, guys, please give us money. Also, one more email from Alex. Well, first off, thank you, Brady.
Thank you, Brady.
Second one from Alex. Subject line: emails, water those. Haha, get it? And then he says, fellas, water.
Water those.
I know. Fellas, water. We all drink it. Do you prefer a nice iced water or any old drinking safe water do? You buying Fiji water or getting the free water cup? P.S. I like your podcast. Thanks for doing it. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, we like your emails.
So. We like you.
We enjoy your emails.
I don't know. Water's water.
Water is water.
I drink as from the tap, man. Granted, I am on a well, so it does taste very good.
I did recently get a, well, I say recently, it was a couple months ago now, but got like a water purifier for my like faucet in the kitchen.
Ooh.
Cause there was some, obviously like safe, but there was some like metal still in it and it made it taste a little funky. So I got that, but like, it's fine. I'll drink tap water. I'm not picky. I'll die one day and it's like not going to be by tap water.
I like room temperature water over ice water, honestly.
Really? Yeah. I mean, I used to. I can't be like cubes, really.
The ice cubes make my teeth hurt.
Well, like, cause I for a while in my life I was just like, I'm fine with just like, if I just use the cold water from the tap, like that's fine.
Yeah, that's enough.
And to be fair, like even when I'm like getting stuff from like a restaurant, if I'm getting it out of like a. Soda fountain or whatever. Like, I'm just gonna use the soda and not put ice in it.
Yeah, what do you think I am? Gonna willingly water down my own beverage? Yeah. I'm no fool.
But whenever I'm drinking water now, I just have some ice in it because it's nice.
I like water. I've never had Fiji water before.
Yeah, me neither. Like, nice. That's too. Yeah, I've never had. I had a boxed water.
Oh, yeah, same.
It was different. It was weird. I didn't like it.
It just made me feel like I should have been sipping milk.
Yeah, right? It felt odd because also the like having the cap being like, ugh. I don't know. The boxed water was weird because it was for like a corporate.
What do you mean boxed water?
Like it's water in a box?
It's water in like a milk carton, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. At least it's not in a bag. Like
I think it's literally Canadians called water in a milk. Box.
It's called boxed water.
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like it. Like, I get it. It's for the world. But good like, to
mankind.
But also, like, it just tastes bad. Just get it from a faucet and don't have to use anything.
Just use your own bottle.
Use your own bootle.
Yeah.
Sparkling water, though, confuses me.
I don't get sparkling water.
I'm not a carbonation guy in general. Mm. Like, I... Like, even, I'm dying, as, like, a kid, just couldn't do it. And, like, even now, like, I can drink carbonated, like, things, but I'm just like, that's not fun, you know? Like, I'll drink a Baja Blast, because Baja Blasts are goated, but, like, I'm not gonna go out of my way to have a soda. I will much rather have water, like, 99% of the time.
Yeah.
But, yes.
The last time I had a soda, I thought... It had been so long. I didn't mean to stop drinking soda, but I just kind of did. And then I had a soda, and I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. I thought I was having a heart attack. It was like a Sprite, and I was like, "This is what ends me."
Dude, was it a McDonald's Sprite?
No.
See, that's why. That's why. Because McDonald's Sprite, it's different.
But
I don't know. Yeah. I never drank soda as a kid, and now I don't drink it as often, but I have been drinking it more often. I like ginger ale.
I do like ginger ale.
I think ginger ale is the only one like I'll go out of my way to get.
Ginger ale makes your tummy feel good, though.
Exactly. I like ginger.
Yeah.
Ginger tea's pretty good, too. That was a tangent and a half, but thank you for that email.
Boy, can we go on some tangents. I tell you what.
I tell you what.
The Tangent Anime Podcast.
Well, thanks, that's Alex. What
they call us. The tap! It all makes sense.
Guys, we did it. Anyway, miscellaneous, I don't think we have anything.
Yeah, Pokemon, we already talked good. About
the I still cut. Haven't got my monkey.
My You'll Jim get Turner's there, buddy.
I don't think I'm ever playing Gen 4. This is the end of my Pokemon
journey. Who's rating it first?
Me!
Go What's for up, it.
Pino?
All right, it's like a 3 out of 5.
Fair.
I think
I'm not offended by it. That's it.
I think I'll go with a 3 out of 5 as well. Hey guys. It's good, not great. Just sure. I liked it, but I'm also nostalgia blind, so I can't really objectively rate it. So 3.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
This might blow your mind.
Chuck, if you give it.
I'm gonna give it.
Chuck, if you don't say.
I'm gonna give it a 3.
Oh!
It's fine, you know, it's enjoyable. It's not anything that's like shaking the world, but like it's above average. Like I enjoy the kind of darker tones that especially the director's cut has. I think that's really fun. You know, I feel like there are better Pokemon movies, but also Pokemon movies aren't the highest brow of you know, media, and that's fine.
You know what you're getting into.
It does what it does. It does what it does. Great. So. I have no complaint. No complaint.
All right. Yippee-ki-yay.
Well, fellas, it looks like the weather's clearing out. And I have got to go to the Pokemon daycare to go make my land shark mate with a fish. So I'll be seeing y'all later.
Cool.
This has been Garm.
I'm free from the Pokeball, as the bit in between the episode showed you.
He's free. Pino.
He's free. I freed Pino because I'm kind and benevolent, but also, I think you guys are probably wondering, what are we watching next time? Because Garb forgot to mention.
I did.
I also did.
You guys are silly guys.
I give you a chance by signing you out.
Guys, this next one is a patron pick.
Oh.
Have you guys ever considered that we're going to watch something? And that's right. I'm going to be hosting because the patrons love me so much. And we are going to be watching Ore Monogatari, which is a very fun, cute, slice of life, romance, rom-com, enjoyable thing.
You had me at slice of life. You had me at slice.
Cake. Also, guys, by the way, just to tease on what it's gonna be, it's good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna hate it.
No, you said it's a love story, right?
Yeah, it literally translates to my love story.
See, I like love stories.
All right.
Just don't like slice of life.
We may have a crowd pleaser. After all.
Maybe.
Anyway, guys.
Tell your mom you love her. We'll see you next time.
Tell your Pokemon you love them.
Yeah,
guys,
that too.
Give your Pokemon a kiss on the little forehead if you can. If they're a ghoul, mimic a kiss. If they're fire, just kind of do a little kissy blow. And if they're poison.
Wow. It did all. No, I'm just kidding. No. Am I canceled?